Good morning. God bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. It's July 2nd, and it's just a little bit after 6. I've been up for about an hour just meditating upon the things of God. I did my confession about my prayer for laborers. I have a whole page that I read, and the words that I read are very dear to my heart because they're certainly my heart for laborers and for what I know that God wants to have done here in my field that He's given me. And I've just been thinking about how, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this wonderful Holy Spirit, and we need to remember to be grateful for that Holy Spirit, because without Holy Spirit, we would be living in darkness. We would not be able to have a relationship with God. We would be separate from God. But God, by His wonderful grace, has made available to us and given to us an irrevocable thing, something that we cannot lose, and that's our Holy Spirit. And so, if you ever wonder, what do I have to be thankful for? That's the greatest thing in your life that you have to be thankful for, is the Holy Spirit, because it's your everything. It is your life. It is your light. It's what enables you to live unto God. And I've been thinking a lot about loyalty lately. Loyalty, faithfulness, all these wonderful godly things. And I think about David and Jonathan and how that loyal they were to each other. And the loyalty that Jesus Christ had to His Heavenly Father, the loyalty that John had to Jesus Christ, and just these wonderful relationships that people had, the loyalty that Paul had with Timothy and the other apostles, that they had loyalty to each other. And it's easy to be loyal to people that you like. Or, when you have a relationship with somebody, it's easy to be friends with people that you get along with and that you have an affinity for. But, there are times when God wants us to be loyal, and that loyalty is based in a spiritual truth. And that's not always an easy loyalty to have. Because the carnal can come in and say, well, what's the point of being loyal? What is the point of it? I don't get anything in return for this. I mean, I'm not thinking that way, but I have thought this way in the past. I've done this and done this and done this, and what have I seen? What's in it for me? That's not the love of God, and that's not the loyalty. The heart of loyalty. The heart of loyalty and the heart of love is that you do what God puts in your heart to do, regardless of the outcome or regardless of what response you get from it. And boy, that takes some courage, and it takes some spiritual strength to be able to do that. And there is none greater. There is no greater example to us of that than our Lord Jesus Christ. When you think about the way that He lived His life in complete loyalty to God and complete loyalty to the people that God put in His path to minister to. Ministering takes loyalty. It takes loyalty to God, and it just takes loyalty. It takes faithfulness. It takes faith to be loyal. The scriptures say that for a good man, some would even dare to die, but God commends His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's love. That's loyalty. And Jesus Christ was faithful, and He did the things of God perfectly. I can't say that, and you can't say that. We haven't been perfect. But praise God that because of the Spirit of God that lives within us and because of God's grace and mercy in our lives, we can choose to humble ourselves and to be loyal and to give ourselves to the uttermost, to the things of God. And the thing is that we know how things played out with the Lord Jesus Christ, that even when it looked like all was lost, he gave up his life, right? And he didn't just lay down and die. He was tortured. He was mocked. He was scourged. If you've ever had somebody smite you on the face or smite you on the heart, and we all have, it was nothing compared to what the Lord Jesus Christ faced. Nothing. The ways that we've been slighted, or the ways that we've been forgotten about, the ways that we've been mocked or criticized unjustly, made fun of, whatever, abandoned, rejected, hated, the things that we may have experienced in our lives, the Lord Jesus Christ experienced it all, and he experienced it to the uttermost. And he did it because of his love and his loyalty. And he was faithful because his heart was right before God. And his love was unsurpassable. And look what God did for him. God highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. And the only one that's greater than Jesus Christ is God. So God, as Jane Casanova so wonderfully said last week in the Zoom fellowship, God knows all the angles. We don't. Not even Jesus Christ knew all the angles, and he still laid down his life because God gave him what he needed to know to keep going, the joy that was set before him. Who set the joy before him? God did. Because God knew all the angles. He knew. Our God knew. And he gave Jesus Christ the encouragement that he needed to keep going forward, to keep being loyal and faithful and humble. And he humbled himself unto death, the death of the cross. And we don't have to do that, But we can have confidence in our God that when you base your loyalty, when your loyalty is established by God, spiritual loyalty, that's not based in flesh, but it's based in a higher calling, the calling of love. When you base your life in that, then nothing can shake you. Nothing can move you off of it. No reaction from anyone else. No lack of appreciation. None of that. None of that will move you because you know that your loyalty is based and your faithfulness and your love is based on the heart of God. And nothing can shake you from that because you know that God will never fail you when you walk like that. It's your God that you can depend upon because he is the source of all supply for you. And that supply goes far beyond anything financial. It encompasses everything in your life. He is the source of your supply. He is the source of all your increase, of all your bringing forward, of all your triumph. He's the source of it, not other people, not even the things you do are the source of it. God is the source of all your supply. And you can rest in your Heavenly Father, and you can do the works that He has put in your heart to do with full confidence that those works will not be in vain, that your labor is not in vain, that God sees it. If no one else sees it, God sees it, and He will reward you generously And you can put your faith and your trust in that. So my encouragement to you is to know that the good things that you do for God, that you when you do what God puts in your heart to do, it's not in vain. And you don't have to ever live in any kind of discouragement. You know, if you take your eyes off of God, then you'll start seeing the failures and the faults in yourself and in others. But if you keep your mind and your focus on the things of God, you won't have a problem with loyalty. And you won't have a problem with love. And you won't have a problem with understanding that God is the source of all your supply. So that's my encouragement to you. Just stay in your lane. Stay focused. Live in every moment with your Heavenly Father in complete loyalty and trust to Him, and He'll never let you down. And He does know all the angles, and He can teach you all things that you need to know to keep going forward. So just do that and know that your life will be blessed, and you'll have a wonderful, joyful, peaceful, abundant life. So God bless you. I love you.